In my last audio boo, I talked about the need to do design tidy-ups from time to time to go through the site and correct things that occasionally go wrong and little design mistakes that creep in. One of the big ways that this comes about, one of the reasons that this is so required, is because we're making CSS changes and adding new features to the site on an ongoing basis, at least you should be, rather than letting your site degrade over time. You're constantly updating it and improving it. Of course, when you add things, stuff changes. And the whole thing about cascading style sheet CSS is that those changes that you make cascade. And that means you can make one small change in one place on your site, and it changes everything across the entire site. This, of course, is hugely beneficial in some situations, but also means that you could make a change to a new piece of functionality or add some CSS for a new functionality, and it affects something elsewhere in the site and breaks it. So new functionality is something you need to consider very carefully and treat as a proper project. You might be adding something relatively minor to your website, but the ramifications on your rest of the site can be quite extreme. So it's really important that after every change that you make to your website, you do have a look around the site and make sure it hasn't had implications elsewhere, that it hasn't affected things elsewhere. We've just implemented a new Tumblr blog on Boag World, so you can now get kind of snippets of news and inspiration on the site. And it all works very well, but as we looked around the site, we found the odd bits and pieces that got screwed up because we'd implemented the Tumblr blog. We then had to go back through and fix those. Now, if you code well, then you can avoid these kinds of problems by being specific in your CSS and kind of isolating changes that you make. But even the best of us aren't perfect, and we still make mistakes with this kind of stuff. So it's really important to review your site after you make changes. So that really is my tip for today. When you make changes to your site, be careful that it doesn't have ramifications elsewhere.